由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
If you have been listening to this series of messages from the Lord's Prayer, you know that we stopped when we're talking about Thy Kingdom Come.
假如你知道我们一直是分享着主祷文这个信息系列的话，你就会知道在上一次节目当中我们讲到愿你的国降临这个部分。
And today we're going to talk about Thy will be done.
今日我哋将要分享愿你嘅旨意成全呢一个部分。
Probably one of the most recurring questions by Christian is this.
可能一个基督徒最常问嘅问题就系、
How do I know the will of God?
究竟我点样先能够知道神嘅旨意呢
？This question takes many forms.
呢一个问题仲有好多嘅问法。
Should I marry this person or not?
我应唔应该同呢一个人结婚呢
？Should I take this job or not？
我应唔应该做呢一份工作呢
？Should I make this move or not？
我应唔应该跨出呢一步呢
？Should I accept doing certain ministry or not？
我应唔应该接受呢一项侍奉呢
？Most of these questions have to do with the things that are not clearly revealed in the Word of God.
这些都是圣经里面没有个别指示或者说明的问题。
And I have met people though who confuse the will of God with their own will.
但是我见过很多人他将神的旨意和他自己的意愿混淆了。
They answer their own prayers.
其实他们想利用神去实现自己的心愿。
They rationalize their sin.
他们想为自己的罪找到理由。
And they do things contrary to the will of God as it is revealed in the Word of God.
他们明知故犯谬解神的话语做那些违背神旨意的事。
They say God wants me to do this or that.
他们还说是神让我做这些事的。
There are others who are contented to pray.
还有一些人似乎很乐意祷告说
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Unless, of course, God's will clashes with their will.
但是，当神的旨意同他们意愿冲突的时候
，or until God's will challenges their will，
或者当神的旨意挑战他们意愿的时候
，or until God's will denies their will，
或者当神拒绝他们意愿的时候，他们就不会这样说了。
Listening friends, please listen carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你留心听我讲。
We don't like for our will to be thwarted.
我们不喜欢自己的愿望被打断。
We don't like our rights to be questioned.
我们不喜欢我们的权利受到威胁。
If there was one visible change that has taken place throughout the world in the past few decades, it is this.
如果说过去几十年间世界里面有几多明显的变化，那些就是
Our need or what we think our needs are or what we are told our needs are has become the focus of many economies.
人的需要已经成为了经济发展的焦点，但是无论这些需要是自说自话或者人云亦云的需要都好，他们都变成经济发展的焦点。
The problem with that is this.
而这个变化所带来的问题就是
We have raised our expectations to an unrealistic level.
我们将自己的期望抬到一个不现实的高度。
But even something worse than this.
更加糟糕的是
As long as our perceived needs appear to be met,At the expense of morality and ethics, we are willing to sell our morality, our integrity, to whomever can meet our needs.
只要能够满足我们所谓的需要，我们甚至不介意出卖我们的道德、我们的品格来换取。
This is happening at many levels.
这种事情每天都发生在生活的各个层面之中。
Husbands and wives, look at each other and ask, how are you going to meet my needs?
夫妻之间彼此会对问话，你怎样满足我的需要啊？
Employees look at their employers and say, how are you going to meet my needs?
雇员和他们老板说，你打算怎样满足我的要求呢？
Alas, this cancer has now crept into the Church of Jesus Christ.
可以这样说，这种毒瘤已经开始蔓延到耶稣基督的教会。
The church is the one place where everyone is to be serving and ministering to one another.
教会本来应该是一个互相服侍、彼此造就的地方。
Yet people look for their needs to be met.
但是现在的人来到教会是为了寻求自我的满足。
And often they don't know what these needs are.
其实他们往往都不知道自己的需要是什么。
And that's why you find people are going from church to church to church looking for their needs to be met.
这个就是为什么很多人从这个教会转到那个教会，然后再转到另一个教会，原来就是为了寻找自我的满足。
When Jesus said to his disciples, when you pray, pray like this manner.
如果你记得的话，耶稣曾经对他的门徒说，你们祈祷的时候，你应该这样说。
Our Father who's in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Hallowed be your name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
What is Jesus saying?
究竟耶稣讲的意思是什么呢？
Where is the emphasis placed?
究竟耶稣讲的重点在哪里呢？
Let us look at it.
让我们一起去看看。
God's name.
神的名字
God's kingdom
神的国度
God's will
神的旨意
And Jesus did not say Do what I say
耶稣从没说过话照我所讲的去做
But he showed us how That the very essence of the Christian faith Is not a list of do's and don'ts But the essence of the faith is a person
因为耶稣所表明的嘢系话俾我哋听，基督教信仰嘅本质系唔在于一串串嘅框框，系话应该做乜嘢，唔应该做乜嘢。我哋嘅信仰嘅本质系在于嗰位嘅神。
A person who owned the universe but became the poorest of the poor。
他是拥有宇宙万物的神，但是他却愿意成为贫穷人之中最卑贱的。
A person who gave up his job of running the universe so he may become an itinerant preacher.
他原本掌管宇宙，但是他放弃了这个尊荣的位置，甘心成为风尘仆仆的传道人。
A person who had no need for anything.And yet asked for a drink of water.
他本来一无所缺，但是他最后在十字架上面竟然要向人说我口渴了。
A person who was robed in splendor, and yet he hung on a cross.
他本来满有荣耀和尊贵，但是最终被钉死在十字架上面。
A person who could demand and receive the allegiance of the entire human race, yet he gave himself up to redeem only those who believe in him.
他原本可以指挥全人类，让全人类成为他的部属，但是他却甘愿舍弃自己的生命，救赎每一个相信他的人。
And that is why the true Christian faith is finding itself in a head-on collision with this world's system of unmet needs.
这个就是为什么真正的基督教信仰和世界上面贪得无厌的心态互相抵触的原因。
Now please don't misunderstand me.
现在请你不要误会我的意思。
I am not saying that human needs are irrelevant.
我并不是说人类的需要是完全没用的。
I'm not saying that human beings are to be valued only in spiritual and non-material terms.
我又并不是讲紧人类的价值只是看属灵方面而不看物质方面的。
Poverty is degrading and harmful.
我不是讲贫穷是耻辱，贫穷是有害的。
Disease and sickness and death are a result of sin.
我都不是说疾病是罪所带来的必然结果。
But what I am saying is that if perceived needs become our focus, they will soon become our God.
我所要强调的乃是如果我们一味这样专注在一些自以为是的需要上面，这些需要只会成为我们的偶像。
That is why Jesus told the disciples that when you pray,You must pray in like manner.
这个就是为什么耶稣教导门徒说你们祈祷的时候要这样讲。
Thy will be done.
愿你的旨意成全。
Why?
为什么要这样讲呢?
Because Jesus knew that if my needs become central,
因为耶稣明白如果我们的需要成为我们的焦点的话，
Then God's will and God's glory and God's honor will cease to be central in my life.
这样神的旨意、神的荣耀和神的尊贵就不再是我们人生的中心。
If my needs become the focus,
如果我们只关心自己的需要，
Then my prayer will not be your will be done, but it will be my will be done.
这样我们的祈祷就不再是愿你的旨意成全，而是愿我的旨意成全。
You might find initial excitement, but ultimately it is in the doing of the will of God that you can truly find fulfillment, not in meeting of your felt needs.
可能当你自己顾住自己的需要的时候，会为你带来一时的快乐，但是你只有遵行神的旨意，才能够得着真正的满足。
It is in serving and giving, not in taking and receiving, that you will find true joy.
只有当服侍和付出，而不是单单想着收取和获得的时候，你才会找到真正的喜乐。
We are made for seeking God's honor and glory.
我们被造是为了荣耀和尊崇神。
We are made for obeying and doing the will of God.
我们被造是为了顺从和遵行神的旨意。
We are not made for the world systems.
我们并不是为这个世界而造的。
And that is why our prayer and our true cry should be,Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以我们的祈祷和真正的呼求是应该这样说，就是愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
When you truly seek to know the will of God, you are doing something important.
假如你真的想寻求神的旨意的话，其实你正在做着一件很重要的事。
You are rebelling against the modern idea that says that sin is inevitable, so you might as well give in to it.
你正在违反现代的潮流，因为他们说罪是无可避免的，你不如放弃吧。
You are rebelling against the ungodliness of this world system.
你正在和这个抵挡神的世界抗争。
You are rebelling against the error that says all bad and wrong and evil things in this world come from the hand of God, and we must accept it thus.
你正在和这个世界的谋论抗争，他们说这个世界上面一切的坏事和邪恶都是来自神的手，我们只能够接受现实。
Bad things are from the hand of Satan.
其实所有的恶事都是来自撒旦的。
What God does is bring good out of them.
但是神却能将坏事变成好事。
But God is not the author of evil.
邪恶却一定不是从神而来的。
There are people who are afraid to pray, your will be done.
很多人很怕祈祷说愿你的旨意成全。
Why?
他们为什么会这样呢？
They think that God's will is capricious and vindictive.
他们认为神的旨意往往是反复无常、捉摸不定，而且带有惩罚性的。
They think that God's will is to punish us for our past sins.
他们认为神的旨意就是要惩罚我们过去所犯的罪。
Please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
请仔细去听下我要同你讲嘅嘢。
These thoughts could not be further from the truth.
正话我讲嘅嗰啲人嘅想法系完全错误噶。
God's will is consistent with God's character.
因为神嘅旨意同神嘅性格系永远一致噶。
And we saw in earlier broadcasts how God's character is that of mercy, grace, love, integrity, impeccability, compassion, and justice.
在前几次的信息之中，我们已经听到，神是一位充满仁义、恩典、慈爱、正直、完全怜悯和公义的神。
No wonder Jesus said in Matthew 7:21,
难怪耶稣在马太福音第七章第二十一节话到，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人都未必一定能够进天国，唯独遵行我天父的旨意的人才能够进去。
People can claim to be religious all they want.
人可以将自己讲成自己几咁虔诚都得。
But if they are not living in obedience to the will of God that is revealed in the word of God,They will not enter into the kingdom of God.
但是如果不遵行天父的旨意，就是要去相信耶稣基督的福音，去悔改归信，他们都不能够进入天国。
Some of you may ask the question that we started with in this broadcast.
或许有些朋友会问刚才节目一开始我所提的问题。
How do I know the will of God?
究竟我怎样先知道神的旨意呢？
First, by obeying his word.
首先你要听神的话语。
I know there are some who try to obey God by gritting their teeth until their jaws are about to explode.
我知道有一些人试图咬紧牙关来信服神。
Is this what Jesus had in mind?
但是这些是不是耶稣本来的意思呢？
Probably not.
可能不是这样的。
Obey whatever way you want, but why not enjoy the journey of obedience?
你可以用自己的方式来顺从神，但是为什么不高高兴兴来顺服祂呢？
Why not have fun in melting your will with the will of God?
为什么不让你在你的心意去符合神的心意的时候，享受其中的喜乐呢？
Listen again to what Jesus is teaching us.
请你再听一次耶稣教导我们的话。
Father in heaven, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们在天上面的父，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
It is obvious to everyone that the perfect will of God is not being done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们都很清楚，今日神的旨意在地上一定没有好像在天上那么彻底地实现。
Think about it.
试想一想这条问题。
What is in heaven?
究竟天堂有什么呢？
There are no miseries in heaven.
天堂没有痛苦的。
There are no hardships in heaven.
天堂没有艰辛的。
There is joy in heaven.
天堂充满喜乐的。
There is contentment in heaven.
天堂是有真正的满足的。
There is perfect peace in heaven.
天堂是有完全的平安的。
And when you enjoy doing the will of God and not just enduring the will of God, you are bringing heaven into your heart.
而当你乐意遵从神的旨意，而不是忍受神的旨意的时候，天堂就进入你的心了。
Things may be falling apart all around you, but you will be at peace.
你的周围一切都可能崩溃，但是你里面有平安。
When you bend your will to his will, you are having heaven on earth.
当你将心转向神的时候，你的人虽然在地上面，却能够享受天堂的福乐。
Listening friends, don't mistake this.
各位亲爱的朋友，请你不要搞错。
The Christians who go around sad, sour, and sulking are an embarrassment to God.
如果一个基督徒成日都愁眉苦脸的，会让神很难堪的。
If anyone should be joyful and fun-loving, it is the Christians.
如果只有一些人是乐观和幽默的话，那些就是基督徒了。
The only thing that will bring you misery is self-assertion and stubbornness and the unyielding of your will.
只有你顺着自己的私意，硬颈，任意而行的时候，你才会有痛苦。
I speak from first-hand experience. I am not just preaching to you or at you.
我不单只是在这里跟你说，因为这一样东西是我的亲身经验。
To obey and cooperate is to submit myself to someone else.
顺服的意思就是将我个人的意愿降服在另一个意愿之下。
The psalmist says in 40 verse 8, I delight to do your will, O my God.
诗篇第四十篇第八节这样讲话，我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意而行。
If you obey my words, you abide in my love.
你们如果遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里面。
In John 15:14, Jesus said, You are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
在约翰福音第十五章十四节，耶稣这样说，你们如果遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
You may be asking and saying, How do I do that?
你可能会问，究竟我怎样这样做呢？
You begin by making a decision in your heart to live under his control.
首先你就要下定决心，愿意活在神的掌管之下。
Secondly, you ask the Holy Spirit to invade and permeate your mind and your will.
第二，你要祈求圣灵进入你的心里面，并且主导你的思想和意志。
Then you'll discover that you will have the mind of the Spirit.
之后你就会发现，你就能够思圣灵所思，想圣灵所想。
But I'm sure some of you are saying, I endeavor to live in obedience to the will of God and the word of God, but my problem is in the areas you mentioned in the beginning of your message.
但是我相信有些人会这样问，我都努力做一个信服神的旨意和信服神话语的生活，但是我的问题是，当关系到你一开始所提到那些问题的时候，我应该怎样做呢？
Which way to go?
例如我应该行哪条路呢？
Which job to take?
我应该做哪份工呢？
Which person to marry?
我应该和哪个结婚呢？
Let me give you my personal program in answer to this question.
对这些问题，我自己有一些处理的方法。
First, I ask myself,
首先我会问自己，
Is this consistent with the word of God or is it contrary to the word of God?
究竟这样做会不会和神的话语是冲突，还是和他的话语是同样是可以应用呢？
If I'm not sure, I ask a godly Christian to help me.
如果我不确定的话，我会找一个基督徒来咨询一下。
And if it is consistent with the word of God, then I go to the next step.
如果这些东西跟神的话语是可以相容的话，我就会进行下一步了。
A second, I ask myself,
第二样嘢，我会问我自己嘅系，
Have I faced this situation or situation like this before?
我有冇试过面对类似嘅情况呢？
If so, what did God show me then?
如果遇到过嘅话，当时神系点样带领我嘅呢？
You see, God is a consistent God.
要知道神系永远唔改变嘅。
If you have made a mistake before, don't repeat it.
如果你曾经做错过，请你不要重新犯。
Third,
第三样我要讲的是，
If the decision is a hard one and far beyond me, I seek the wisdom of prayerful counsel.
如果那个真是很难做的决定，实在不是我个人能够承担的，我就会去请教那些时常祷告有属灵智慧的人。
I seek the wisdom of mature godly individuals.
我会找那些灵命成熟的基督徒为我忠告。
Fourth,
第四样我要讲的是，
Seek God's perfect will for the situation and mean it.
诚心诚意寻求神在这件事上面完美的旨意，并且讲得出做得到。
Sometimes we say we want God's will, but most often we want God's perfect will to agree with our perfect plan.
很多时候我们口头上面讲话要寻求神的旨意，其实我们只是想神去同意我们自己的计划。
Fifth,
第五样我要讲的是，
Expect and wait for God.
要盼望，要等候神。
His delay does not mean his denial.
神的耽延并不代表他的拒绝。
One time I prayed for something for more than 10 years.
有一次我曾经为一件事祈祷了十年。
I knew in my heart that I was praying for God's perfect will.
我知道我正在寻求神完美的旨意。
But God said, keep on praying.
但是神却说要继续祈祷。
I have already ordered the answer.
我已经有了确实的答案。
It is only the delivery that is taking longer because it is serving God's purpose in my life.
但是神为了实现祂在我身上的计划，所以祂要一段更加长的时间才在我身上成就祂的旨意。
Six,
第六样我要讲的是，
Be ready for God to either open the door wide or close it tight.
我们要预备接受任何的后果，无论是神开路定是闩门。
It is my prayer for each one of you.
所以我愿意为你们每一个人祈祷。
That you will seek to know and obey the will of God, no matter the cost.
求神赐给你一颗寻求的心，并且愿意用任何的代价来信服神的旨意。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你。如果你对我们基督教信仰，或者对我们今天所分享的内容有任何的意见或者查询的话，欢迎你随时写信给我们。愿神大大赐福给你，我们在下次天路导向的时间再会。